So can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. So like I said, this is for AOL, and appreciate the time. I promise it won't take very long. And I'm recording this just for transcription purposes, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you made your UFC debut last weekend in Philly. First off, tell me a bit about the experience. Any highlights, lowlights, anything like that?
Of course, definitely the highlight was, you know, the first time I got to walk around, you know, and then I instantly received, like, text messages and calls from everybody, oh my gosh, like, people that hadn't known already, people that knew, everyone's really excited, but, like, for me, it was such an honor. I was so excited. It was, like, it definitely became real at that moment, so, the whole trip was just a highlight. The whole trip was exciting. I enjoyed every minute of it.
So you actually had people that know you but didn't know that you were working for the UFC, where they were watching the show and just saw you there?
Yeah. Like old, like, college friends, or just people that, you know, you still have each other's numbers. You still kind of, you know, if you saw each other, you'd be like, hey, how's it going? But you just don't talk, you know, really anymore. But, yeah, definitely.
And, you know, the Philly crowd is an interesting bunch. You know, we saw that there were fights in the crowd, things like that. Did you hear anyone scream something funny at you, or any type of interaction with the crowd over there?
No. I mean, it was funny to hear people even just scream my name. That was just like, wow, this is crazy. I don't, you know, like, people instantly... Yeah, and even just, like, us going to dinner afterwards, like, there was, you know, like, a line of people that wanted to take pictures with us, wanted us to sign, you know, their magazines and stuff. No, nobody said anything that was, I didn't really hear anything other than just, you know, screams for, you know, typical.
Right.
Typical screams.
Right. And more to that point, when you got involved in this and before you started, were you aware... as to how big the Octagon girls are for the fans, like Ariane, Logan, they're like, you know, people love them online, write about them all the time. I mean, pictures of them everywhere. Were you aware of what kind of, I think more than any other sort of like ring girl for any sport, the UFC ones are the most famous. Were you aware of the attention that would come with doing this job?
Not really. Like, once, you know, the moment that I won and that day, like, going home and stuff, I kind of went and did my research, kind of went online, just kind of looked it over. And that kind of gave me a day of, like, wow. And then also just the fact that, you know, like, the day after I won, someone had created a fan site, and it was just, you know, definitely is huge. I don't know. It doesn't feel really... any different for me, like, mentally. I'm not like, oh, I'm, you know, this, you know who I am. Like, it's never, I don't think it'll ever get to my head like that, but it's like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
I'll call you in a month or so, and you'll probably give me, be like, oh, I'm too important, you know, Octagon.
Well,
it usually changes in, like, 6 months.
I don't think so. I don't know. I definitely am always very true to myself, so I don't think I'm better than anybody. Even the fact that I got picked, I wasn't like, yeah, I knew I'd win. Like, it really wasn't like that at all. Like, I just really think, you know.
Yeah, your reaction when you won, like, in the pictures and stuff, seemed sort of very happy and genuinely surprised. Was that accurate?
Yeah, actually, very accurate. I didn't think... Like, not that I'm like, oh, they're hotter, they're more beautiful than me. But, you know, I didn't consider myself to be the most beautiful girl up there, you know? And, you know, you always hope, but I was like, in my head, I remember thinking the whole time, just like, I'm having fun. If I win this, great. If I don't, something else will happen in my life. You know, like, whoever wins this, it's, you know, it's supposed to be that way. I would love to win. But, no, it's definitely very, it's a huge honor. I always say that. It's a huge honor to have been picked.
So why do you think you were picked?
I don't know. I honestly, I've been asked that question before, and I really, I don't think that there was, like, really any... I just went as myself. I didn't, like, try to take on a bunch of makeup. I didn't, you know, straighten my hair. I wore my hair just, like, crazy natural curly hair. And I remember getting ready and being like, I'm just going to kind of go as myself, you know, throw on some mascara, whatever. And then if I get picked, you know, I know it's because they, like, you know, me, I was going to, like, be, when it comes to answers, I'm not going to try to, like, win them over with some kind of cheesy, you know, answer that I think that they would like to hear. I'll just, like, answer questions that are, you know, true for me and how I feel. I definitely think that the fact that I work out, I exercise, I'm fit, I'm not, like, too fit, but I'm, you know, I definitely work out. I think that definitely helps.
It's funny that you mentioned the hair, because I don't know if you know, you know, when people saw you at the weigh-ins and everything, everyone was like, what has the UFC done to Natasha? She looked so, you know, natural before. Now she's got straight hair, this and that. People were saying that that you got breast implants in the last 2 months. Like, they said that they completely altered your look, and everyone was, like, all upset about it. Did you know about that, A, and B, can you sort of, like, dispel, like, you know, the talk of, you know, why you sort of drastically changed your look in a month?
Well, I believe that what I was told was, you know, just the hair is definitely, like, more of, like, a UFC code, like, wearing it more straight, wearing it, like, if I want to make it, like, curl it, you know, it's fine, but I can't, I don't think my big crazy hair will work. Basically, I think because of the HD, they're afraid of it looking huge, like a big afro,
right,
walking around. I trust me, I would prefer to wear my hair curly. I definitely feel more confident. I feel more sexy in my own body, you know, when it's curly. But I understand that, you know, a more tamed look is fine. When it comes to the breast implants, no, nothing, nothing happened there. You know, there's always little ways that you can make it appear.
Right.
A little bit bigger. There's always little, you know, little helpful
tricks of the trade.
Exactly.
Right. But were you aware of, like, the public outcry over all this online?
No, I really... someone had mentioned something about it, but I really haven't gone on and, like, explored it too much.
So do you check out any, cause you know, MMA, is covered mostly online now, you know, like the big stuff gets in the newspapers and things, but the websites are really the ones that really cover it the most. And everyone wrote about you, you know, getting picked and we're covering your debut and all that stuff. Do you check out any of the sites and see what people are saying about you?
You know, definitely. You definitely want to see, you know, like, the public's reaction or what people think. But I go into it not like, oh, I hope everybody likes me. Like, I know that I'm not going to be everybody's type. I know that there's going to be people that are going to want, you know, bigger boobs, longer legs, you know, whatever. But, you know, when you read those comments about people, you know, that do like you or think you're beautiful or think, you know, good job, you see, you know, like, that definitely makes you feel good. You're like, oh, okay, you know. And then the other stuff, you just kind of take it with a grain of salt.
And you're, I guess you could say you're replacing Edith. How do you feel about that?
I don't like to think that I'm replacing Edith. I never got to meet her. You know, like, the other girls, you know, they really liked her, too. So I'm still not really sure everything that happened. I don't really want to know. I won't ask questions. I'm not into the whole gossip, you know, drama stuff. I don't like getting into it. But I think that, you know, as so I've heard, is that she's, you know, she's fine with being out and kind of like wanting, you know, ready to do other things. But I don't know. I don't think I'm replacing her. I think it's just something fresh and different.
And it seems though they needed some blonde action in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And
not like the ditzy blonde or anything, even though I can be weird. I am pretty weird, but it's not dumb weird. It's just a fun, goofy weird.
What's an example of that?
You know what? I'm just very uninhibited. I like to be myself always. I'm not afraid of what people think of me. I definitely know how to have fun, and it's not like, you know, I'm not really a big drinker at all. I don't drink, and I don't need it to have fun. And if anybody, like all my friends that know me, is, I'm just very uninhibited. I definitely like to have a good time. I love laughing. I love being goofy and making people laugh. So that's, you know, to me, that's above trying to appear sexy or have everybody think that I'm so hot or something, you know?
Some of the Octagon girls in the past, there are like rumors that they've dated the fighters. Is that something you'd ever, are you like into those kind of guys that you would even like, you know, be attracted to them, or are you going to try to not mix business and pleasure, so to speak?
You know, I never go looking for anything. I don't go like, ooh, I, you know, look at the guy and think, oh, wow, he's hot. Let me introduce myself. I am totally happy being single. I love having friends. I don't really have a type. Like, if I was to meet a fighter and, you know, he was down to earth, funny guy, you know, wasn't trying to, you know, impress me or anything. I love laughing. I honestly think I said it in a few interviews already that I'm just so into the funny guy. Yeah. And just real people. I don't have a look. I don't have a specific type. You know, definitely they have to be, you know, athletic to a point, just because I'm constantly doing stuff. I love being outdoors. I love being very active.
All right. And how did you get like involved with the whole Maxim search and that whole experience to lead to getting this job?
Well, I actually had a friend who sent me an email about it, and he had seen it when he was online or somewhere, and he's like, oh my gosh, he totally thought of me. So he sent me the link to the whole like ad for the Maxim, the UFC and Maxim search. And so that's when I went online, you know, like however many other girls, and they said there was like 1,000 or something, and sent in my pictures, my little bio, and different things like that, and then they narrow it down to the 40 of us that were there on that day. And then the 40 of us went through the 3 rounds, and it was huge. And I was just standing there in the room, the little tiny room with 39 other girls, and the guy's like, one of you will be the new UFC Octagon girl, and you know, you're going to get a shoot with Maxim, like going through like everything that you're going to win, or one of us is going to win. I was thinking, like, looking around at all the girls and being like, wow, I have a 1 in 40 chance of this. Like, that is amazing. You know, they're all beautiful. So that's definitely when in my head, I'm just like, okay, hey, it's going to have fun. You know, if it works out, it works out. If not, I'm not like, it's not the end of the world. So.
But admit it.
And it was like, this is huge. I'm so excited.
You got to admit, you were looking around and saying, I could kick their ass. And, you know.
Some of them, maybe. No. Yeah.
And when is the Maxim shoot coming out?
That should be in the October edition.
Okay. And
there's already, I believe that they've already got some pictures online on their website.
Oh, okay. And, you know, Rachel Leah, I think it's Leah, she was in Playboy last year. That got a lot of attention. Would you ever consider that?
You know, I used to work at Playboy Club, and that was a question I was asked all the time. And at this point in my life, no, I'll say no, just because there's a lot of other things that I want to pursue. And I know that I'm extremely talented in a lot of different areas, and I'd like to be able to show that, like, before I did anything like that, you know. I don't want to start off, or I know that this, you know, this whole UFC Octagon thing is huge. It's like the biggest thing, you know, in my career so far. But there's a lot of other things that I would like to pursue. I'm not saying like further down, you know, once I've kind of tested the waters in other areas to see, you know, if I like, whether it be acting, you know, some more serious modeling or whatever. But when it comes to posing, I don't have anything against it at all. You know, definitely, I think Playboy would definitely be the way to go because it's definitely more classy and respected, I guess you could say.
Very politically correct answer. But good, good stuff. So, I mean, other than your Octagon girl job, do you have another job or is this full time?
Well, there's usually like 1-2 fights a month, so I wish we had a fight every week. That would be fun. But I work, I also go-go dance at Express. It's got the Wynn in Las Vegas. And I just do like local modeling and stuff like that, like a caddy for, you know, golfers, even though I've been doing a little bit less of that just because it's so hot here.
So you actually caddy? You're actually their caddy?
Yeah. I'm not just like sitting in the cart like, hey. Like I actually
really
do my job.
And you tell, you do you actually tell them like, I think you should use this club or, you know, things like that? Or do you just...
Yeah, sometimes. I'm not the best. I'm really actually, and they always like, oh, you want to try it? And I'm actually really bad at golf. It's like the one thing I can't pick up. I can pretty much pick up anything. Usually if I try something, I'm usually extremely competitive, and I just, you know, love trying new things. But golf, for some reason, for me, I've got like goofy arm or something. I just can't. I feel awkward looking, and I'm just impressed people hit it. I'm like, wow, good job. So I'm probably even better caddy just because every time they even just hit the ball, I'm like so impressed.
So they actually make you carry the big bag and everything?
No, we drive a cart.
Oh, okay. And
even though we know that I could carry that.
Oh, right. Is this like a, like, what, do you work for a company that gives?
It's Platinum Tees. It's my modeling agency I work for locally in town. So I pretty much do most of my gigs through them. Like, they'll hire me out for different go-go's or caddies or little modeling events and stuff. But Excess is like my main thing. I love dancing. I could dance all the time. So that's why when I worked at Excess, is kind of like the big club in Vegas right now. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's inside and outside, and we just dance for 30-minute sets and then walk around selling shots, and yeah.
So do you know Laura Diane?
Yeah.
From, she works at Platinum, right? Or doesn't she, like, run?
Yeah, her, yeah, she's, like, co-owner.
Yeah, I used to do some work with her. She used to, like, do, like, UFC stuff on Spike TV. And I used to work at Spike, and so we're sort of friendly. I haven't really spoken to her in a while, but she's a nice lady.
Oh, yeah, I definitely love Laura and Jay. They're definitely
Jay, right.
Amazing people to work for.
Yeah, all right, and just a couple more questions before I let you go. What's it like working for Dana White? Have you had a chance to interact with him, talk with him?
I've met him, and then just, you know, like at the fights, we'll like walk by and like, hey, you know, like says hi to all of us and everything. My first time meeting him, it was so like, you know, we were just smiling, and I don't even remember exactly everything I said. I just remember when we walked by, I was like, oh, I should have said something else. Like I felt really just Will Ferrell-ish, you know, like, what do I do with my hands? I just felt, like, he was so nice. And everybody, even before I met him, everyone was just like, we love working for him. He's such a, you know, a good boss. He's such a good guy. So I was definitely not, like, really scared of meeting him. I was just very excited and extremely honored and wanted him to see me and, you know, be happy with his choice or with the choice that was made. So.
And who do you think... like, if there's one person out there in the world, famous, whatever, that would be the ultimate Octagon girl, who do you think that would be?
Would be the ultimate Octagon girl?
Yeah.
Hmm. Good question. I'm pretty sure everybody would like to see Jessica Alba walk around the Octagon ring.
Really?
Yeah. At least all my guy friends.
So I was thinking you were gonna go with maybe like Angelina or something, but you think Jessica's is better for the demo?
Oh yeah, I think she definitely pulled off the two piece. You know, she's got some booty, not too much booty, but she's got booty. She's got, you know, she's got a very nice shape to her.
And do you have a favorite fighter?
Favorite fighter? I don't, because there's so many different types, like, you know, styles, weights, whatever, but I definitely like watching Jorge St. Pierre fight. I really, really like watching him fight.
Yes, and then, I'm sure it doesn't hurt that he's actually one of the more good-looking ones, too, right?
Yeah, that doesn't hurt. Yeah. And he was at UFC 101 and kind of, like, had that little front row seat and wearing his nice little suit. Looking very nice, very handsome.
Yes.
Nice All right. little front row seat as exiting and entering the Octagon.
Right. All right, cool. Well, is there anything else that you want? Because I haven't really seen any interviews with you. Anything else that we didn't touch on that you want people to know about you? Or anything else to put out there?
Not off the top of my head. I'm just extremely excited and, you know, looking forward to all the fights. I don't know.
All right. Well, very nice to meet you, and congratulations on winning the contest. And this should be up on the site. I'm sure they'll, you know, email it to you or whatever early next week.
Okay, perfect.
All right, cool. Well, very nice to meet you again, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.